In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Your ways, O Lord, are love and truth to those who keep your covenant. Your ways, O Lord, are love and truth to those who keep your covenant. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me, teach me your paths, guide me in your truth, and teach me. For you are God, my Savior. You are God, my Savior. Your ways, O Lord, are love and truth to those who keep your covenant. Remember that your compassion, O Lord, and your love are from of old. In your kindness, remember me. Because of your goodness, O Lord, your ways, O Lord, are love and truth to those who keep your covenant. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice, and he teaches the humble his way. Your ways, O Lord, are love and truth to those who keep your covenant.
Today's reading is from Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Isn't this reassuring to know that we don't have to fear anything because God is there to help us? Well, no, not always. Now, not that he's not there, but while it should be good news, we should be able to be reassured, but we're not always likely to at those darkest moments. It's hard to trust God when we're down. We should, but it's hard. Instead of trusting God, we let evil forces test us. But I understand this. I've seen this so many times. Unfortunately, I've known several families who have lost children. One involved a teenage girl who was on her way home in the middle of the day from her grandparents' house and was in an accident near her own home. Her parents, who I've known since they were teenagers, are a very special couple. The mother heard there was an accident near their house and went to investigate. It's hard to even imagine the fear and dread she must have had going to that accident site. Through the help of God, they are managing day by day to live as normal a life as possible for their other daughter and a son who are also special people. If they did not know the Lord and know what is promised in Psalm 27, verse 1, how could they go on? Our pains, our sufferings, our fears and dreads may be different, but we have them in our lives. Think of the times you were suffering. It may have been a death, or debts you were worried about, or loneliness or abandonment, marital trouble, or other issues. And think about how you made it through. Somehow you come out the other end okay, and that was God being with you, helping you through your fears. On a lighter note, remember the song Little Orphan Annie sings in the musical Annie. She never despairs, even though she longs to have parents to love her. So she sings these words, "The sun will come out tomorrow, bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none." God be with you.
God is with us here and now as we open our hearts again in prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. God of love, my prayer is simple. Your Son, Jesus, suffered and died for me. I know only that I cannot have real strength unless I rely on you. I cannot feel protected from my many weaknesses until I turn to you for forgiveness and your unalterable love. Help me to share this strength, this protection and love with others you will put in my path this day. We ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We've been walking our road to Calvary together for the last 5 weeks, God Minute, and it brings us to today, the most holy of all weeks, as we near Golgotha. And as Jerry so beautifully reminded us in his reflection today, we find hope and consolation in our own crosses of life because of the one we will worship and venerate on Good Friday. And so just as a heads up, we put together a beautiful Triduum retreat to guide us through these most holy of days before us. Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, the Triduum. So we'll be sending you an email today with that information and how you can participate. It all begins this Thursday, Holy Thursday in the Garden. Until then, go with God, brothers and sisters, in His protection, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Have a beautiful day. God bless you.